Hello, let's continue with the legal aspects of the healthcare. Today, we'll be dealing with laws pertaining to the hospital. I, Dr. Atul Pawar, would be taking you further with what are the laws pertaining to the hospitals. In this chapter, basically, you'll be understanding what are the laws governing human organ transplant, regulation regarding prevention of prenatal diagnostic techniques, regulation of nursing homes, laws pertaining to biomedical waste, and laws regarding trusts in India and notifiable disease required by the law to be notified. Let's start how the structure of the entire chapters would go out. There would be Transplantation of Human Organ Act, which was established in 1994, Prenatal Diagnostic Technique Regulation for the Prevention of Misuse of the Act in 1994, Bombay Nursing Home Registration Act in 1949, Biomedical Waste Rules in 1998, Trust Act, Registration of Public Trust, Power of Charity Commission to Issue Direction to the Hospital Trust, Charitable Hospitals and Legal Provisions, Notifiable Disease, International Healthcare Systems, Healthcare Delivery Systems in India, International and National Healthcare Programs. Let's understand what is the Transplantation of Human Organ Act, which was established in 1994. With the advancement of science, it has found that human organs like kidney, heart, liver, skin, corona, etc. could be transplanted without much difficulty. Human organs such as kidney was usually donated by a close relative of the patient. Since of late, unscrupulous persons are donating kidney for the sake of money. This has forced government to enact a law to prohibit the sale of kidneys and to punish those involved in illegal transplant of human organs. Thus, the Transplantation of Human Organs Act came into existence in 1994. The aim of the act was to enact or regulate the regulations of the removal, storage and transplantation of human organs for therapeutic purpose, for the prevention of commercial dealing in human organs. What exactly is the donor? An organ donor is a person who is above age of 18, who voluntarily authorizes the removal of organ. The removal of his organ is done for therapeutic purpose only. Hospital. A hospital includes a nursing home, clinic, medical center, medical or teaching institute functioning for therapeutic, preventive and palliative or curative care. Human organ. A human organ is any part of the human body consisting of structural elements of tissues which is fully recovered, removed, cannot be replicated by body itself. Near relative is the relative from whom the organs can be removed, includes a spouse, daughter, father, son, mother, brother, sister. Nobody beyond this could be a near relative. Recipient is the person in whom the organ is supposed to be transplanted. Registered medical practitioners are the practitioners under the Human Transplant Act. The one who is registered under Indian Medical Council, meaning a MBBS doctor not belonging to any other stream of medicine such as Ayurveda, Unani, Siddha or Homeopathy. Therapeutic. It is a purpose in a systematic treatment of any disease or major to improve health or according to any particular method or modality. Transplantation. An organ transplantation is a graft of human organ from living or dead person to other same living person for a therapeutic purpose. The donor categories. The first is the live donor, meaning the removal before the death, including brain dead people, applies to the organ which are bilateral such as eyes, ear, kidneys, etc. Can be spread. The removal does not contradict for its removal such as case of poisoning or organophosphorus poisoning, seropositive patients such as HIV, HIV2. The second is the person who is willing in writing donating organs to be removed after the death. This will is witnessed by two or more persons, the one of whom is the nearest relative. After his or her death, the person in lawful possession of the body can authorize the removal of the organ provided if he is satisfied that the will is not changed later. For example, the coroner can be transplanted for the therapeutic purpose and should be removed within 6 hours from the dead body. The third category are the persons in lawful possession of the body who are absolutely certain that the dead person never had any objection of removal of the parts of the body. Therefore, the consent of the organ removal, for example, unclaimed bodies. According to the Act, the organs can be removed by the registered medical practitioners only. Experts doing organ transplant must have postgraduate qualification with at least 3 years of experience after MS. Before removal of an organ in case of death, it must be confirmed by the Board of Medical Experts approved by appropriate authority that no organ can be removed unless the death certificate is ready. Who can ready remove the organs? The registered medical practitioner in charge of the hospital where the death has occurred. Independent specialist nominated by the person appointed by the hospital. Neurosurgeon, neurologist is also nominated as a hospital in charge. The registered medical practitioner. Organs for the transplant can be removed from a living or dead child below age of 18 with the consent of either parents. In the inquest is the order if any death organs can be removed if required, they arrive at the cause of the death. In such unclaimed bodies lying in the hospital, prison, they have the authority to remove the organs, rest in the person in charge of the hospital, but only after waiting for 48 hours for the lawful claimant by which the organs may be lose their utility value. Where a post-mortem examination is required to be done, authorization for the removal of part can be made provided that the organ is not required for the purpose of which the post-mortem is done. For example, if a person dies of an accidental death falling down from the height, his eyes can be donated as they would not be useful in determining the cause of the death. The preservation of the organ after removal is responsibility of the doctor. The act protects him against the charges of mutilating the body or offending the religious or emotional sentiments which are considered offense under section 297 of the Indian Penal Code. Live donation. As far as possible, live donor is concerned. He can donate his organ only to a near relative, that is husband, wife, father, mother, son, daughter or sister. It is this clause that attempts to prevent malpractice of the transplantation, including the sale of the organ. But there is an additional clause that says if the donor and the recipient jointly make an application, the appropriate authority may permit the live unrelated transplant based on merit in genuine cases. Every hospital offering transplant service must be registered with appropriate authority. Transplant must be performed for therapeutic and no other purpose as experiment or research. Except for eyes and ears, which can be removed at places, other organs for the transplant had to be removed at the registered hospital itself. Informed consent of the donor and recipient is required for carrying out the transplantation. The functions of the appropriate authority. The functions of appropriate authority concerned with the organ transplant are appointed by the central government to register or renew the registration of the hospital for the purpose of organ transplant, to suspend or cancel the registration when required if malpractices such as racket or kidney removal is suspected, to enforce standard laid down by the Act like removal, donation of the organ or the purpose of the organ transplant, to investigate the claim of act of violation, for example, removal organ used for the research and trials. Members are expected periodically to inspect the registered hospital. Registration of hospital hospital's register for carrying out organ transplant is valid for 5 years and may be renewed after 5 years by paying the prescribed fee. It can be suspended or cancelled. The hospital also recommended by my medical council to suspend the registration of the doctor found guilty under the Act. If a doctor is found guilty under the Act, appropriate authority can impose a penalty for the doctor and imprisonment up to 5 years with a fine up to 10,000. It can also suspend the medical council registration for 2 years for the first offence and permanently thereafter. The commercial dealings in relation to organ transplant in any form are punishable with 10,000 to 20,000 and imprisonment of 7 years. The jurisdiction of the organ transplant lies within the magistrate courts and metropolitan and judicial magistrate of the first class. The analysis of the Act. The Transplantation Human Organ Bill was passed in 1994 and the President had given his assessment in July. The delay reflected in lack of urgency among the officials to put an end to malpractice of the kidney trade in several cities of India. At present, the law is endorsed only by a minimum number of states. If this law is not adopted by all the states, the malpractice in the organ transplant can flourish in other states. The Act does not prohibit the transplantation of human organ in any cases, but merely require that approval of special authorities to be taken before the transplantation is performed. If the donor and the recipient are not related to each other, the provision prevents the illegal or racketing of the human organ sale. The punishment in the Act includes 2 years of imprisonment extended maximum up to 7 years may not be enough for deterrent for those doctors who can perform organ transplant. Earn lakhs of rupees on the nefarious trade. The fine up to 10,000 or 20,000 for a middleman is laughable because tot can be earned as much as a single sale. The Act may punish the organ trade further underground if appropriate steps are not taken by the government to prevent the cause of the trade. Legislation at the best can adversely affect the organ trade by marginally. The central government and NGOs promoting the health in different states must exert the pressure on the state government, which had not adopted the law. With the kind of money involved, the penalty of 10,000 and imprisonment of 5 years may not be proved as much deterrent. Hence, the fine must be enhanced considerably. Doctors who violate this law must be ruthlessly punished. The government must cancel the license of errant doctors engaged in this inhuman and unethical practices. Government must take initiative to crack down the nexus between foreign recipients and Indian doctors and their agents involved in illegal practice for the organ transplant. For example, many patients from oil-rich nations come here for a want of organ transplant, such as kidney, liver, cornea, and cornea transplant. The second act is prenatal diagnostic techniques. According to 2001 census, India became the second most populous country in the world. And according to the current census of 2011, it is the first largest populous country among the world. Though the population of country rose by 21.34% between 1991 to 2001, the child sex ratio declined shockingly. The child sex ratio is calculated on number of girls per 1,000 boys in 0 to 6 years of age. The average sex ratio at the birth is usually 940 to 950 girls per 1,000 boys. In India, over the years, this has fallen and the ratio has become 945 girls per 1,000 boys, which is further declined to 927 during 2001 census. Society needs to recognize this discrimination between male and female child and control the unnecessity of the female infanticide. In states like Punjab, Haryana, Gujarat, Delhi, the child sex ratio has declined to less than 900 per 1,000. Kurukshetra of Haryana district in India, the sex ratio stands at minimum 770 girls per 1,000. This is a strong preference for the son, which is influenced by many socio-economic and culture factors. Subsequently, the practice of dowries, daughters, been viewed to be married and sent away. Different scientific techniques such as amniocentesis, sonography were advert to detect the genetic disorders in the fetus, but this technique was supported to be used mainly to detect the genetic deformities of the prenatal stage and has become very popular means for detection of the cess of the fetus and elimination of the female fetus through illegal abortion. Alarmed by this situation, Government of India enacted a Prenatal Diagnostic Techniques Act in 1994, which came into force with the effect of January 1, 1996. Prohibits the test, rather it permits the same in certain situations where certain conditions for detecting the genetic disorders of the fetus with the condition not to disclose the sex of the fetus or the woman or her relatives in any form or any way. The Prenatal Diagnostic Techniques Amendment Act of 2002 came into force with the effect from 14 February 2003. PNDT Act of 1994 now stands as Preconception and Prenatal Diagnostic Techniques Act. The Act provides the prohibition of sex selection before and after the conception. It regulates the use of prenatal diagnostic techniques such as ultrasound for the purpose of detecting genetic abnormalities and other sex-related disorders, metabolic disorders, and chromosomal abnormalities. The purpose of the Act is to prevent misuse of the techniques for sex determination, which lead to elimination of the female fetus and thereby create a gender imbalance among the society. The main provisions of PNDT Acts are: the only registered genetic centers, laboratories, clinics can carry out the prenatal diagnostic test. Only a medical person, that is sonologist, could perform the act. It is in the place registered under this act. No person shall sell the ultrasonic machine or a scanner to or any other equipment detecting the sex of the fetus to any consult center, laboratory, person not registered under the act. The technique shall be used or conduct unless the person qualified to do so is satisfied in one or more of the following situations. The age of the pregnant woman is above 35 years of age. The pregnant woman has undergone two or more spontaneous abortion of fetal loss. The pregnant woman has exposed to drug, radiation, chemicals and infection. The pregnant woman and her spouse has a family history of mental retardation, physical deformities. The person carrying out PCPNDT has to obtain the following consent of the woman in prescribed form and language she understands. She must be aware that the possible side effect and undertaking is also required from a woman to effect that she will not terminate the pregnancy if there is normal child of either sex. The written consent will serve as a documentary evidence and protect doctors from medical legal complications. No person, including the person conducting PCPNDT, shall communicate the pregnant woman, concern and her relatives or any other person the sex of the fetus by words or sign or any other manners. No person shall, by whatever means, causes, or allow to be caused selection of sex before or after conception. The advice, the functions of the state board basically to advise the center government on policies matter to the prenatal diagnostic tests, sex selections, techniques, and against their misuse. To review and monitor implementation of the act, rules made under this and recommended to central government in the change of the act, the central to create public awareness against the practice of preconception of sex selections and prenatal determination of the sex. To oversee the performance of various bodies and constituted under this act and take appropriate actions to ensure the proper and effective implementation. An officer of above the rank of Joint Director of Health and Family Welfare Chairperson, an eminent woman representative from the woman organization, a law officer of Law Department of State and Union Territory are the appropriate member for the authority. Functions of the authority: to grant registration or cancel the registration, to take appropriate legal action of the use of sex selection technique made by the person at the place, to create awareness among the public about the practice of the sex selection or prenatal determination of the sex, to take action on the recommendation of advisory committee made after the investigation of the complaint for suspension or cancellation of the registration. Summoning of a person who is in possession of the information related to violation of the act, issuing a search warrant for any place suspected to indulge in sex selection techniques or prenatal sex determination. No person shall open a genetic counseling center or rendering the service to any of the useless centers such as center, laboratory, clinic is duly registered under PCPNDT Act. No person having ultrasound machine, scanner capable of undertaking determination of sex, fetus, shall issue or publish advertisement in any form of facilities for prenatal determination of sex. Any person is found to be violating the PCPNDT Act is punishable for the imprisonment of a term which may extend up to 3 years and fine which may extend up to 10,000. If the charges are framed against the medical practitioner with illegal sex determination, the medical council holds a right to dispose of or the convict with removal for the period of 5 years for the first offence and permanently after the subsequent offence. Any person whose sex held from the genetic counselling laboratories shall be punishable for the imprisonment for a term which may extend up to 3 years and fine which may extend up to 50,000 for the first offence and subsequent offence with the imprisonment which may extend to 5 years and fine which may extend up to 1 lakh. Now let's go ahead, which is the important act for all the hospitals, the Bombay Nursing Home Registration Act 1949. An act to provide the registration inspection of nursing homes in provision of Bombay for certain provisions connected therewith. Whereas it has expedited to provide the registration and inspection of nursing homes in province of Bombay for certain processes connected therewith. This act may be called Bombay Nursing Home Registration Act. In 1949, the section extend to the whole of the province of Bombay. Remaining provisions of this act extend to the first instance of the Greater Bombay and the areas with the limits of municipal authorities of Ahmedabad, Pune Suburban, Solapur and Provisional Government by the notification of official gazette. In this act, unless there is anything represented in the subject or the consent, bylaws means the laws supervising the authority like Municipal Corporation of Mumbai, local supervising authority like municipal area means municipality established for the area, for example, nursing home established in the suburban area of Mumbai, say Kurla, would be under jurisdiction of Kurla Municipal Corporation. According to the Bombay Nursing Home Registration Act, a maternity home means any hospital or any nursing home having a permission for reception of pregnant women, for management of women in labor pair, for management of care of the woman and baby immediately after the child care. Nursing home means any premises used or intended to use for the reception of the person suffering from any sickness, injury or infirmity and providing the treatment and nursing them, and includes a nursing home or maternity care for the expression to carry a nursing home. Prescribed means prescribed by the rules made under this law. Qualified medical practitioners means medical registrar under the Bombay Medical Act. And qualified midwife means register under midwife register under Bombay Nurses, Midwives and Health Visionary Regulation Act. No person shall carry on nursing home unless he is duly registered in respect to such nursing home and registered in respect thereof has not been cancelled under the section. Provided nothing in the section shall apply in the case of nursing home which is in existence on the date of commencement of the Act for the period of 3 months from such a date, if the application of the registration is made in the period in accordance with the provision of Section 4 until the application is fully and finally disposed of. Every person intending to carry on a nursing home shall make every year an application for registration or renewal of the registration to local supervision authority, provided in that the nursing home which is already in existence at the date of commencement of this Act. Every application for the registration or renewal of registration shall be made on such date that and informed and shall be accompanied such as fee may be prescribed. Subject to the provision of the rules and local supervising authority, the receipt of the application for the registration and register of the applicant in respect of the nursing home is named of the application and issued to him a certificate of registration prescribed from. Provided, local supervising authority may refuse to register the applicant if it is satisfied that he is under the he or any person is employed by the nursing home and is not fit, whether any reason of age otherwise may be carried out by the employed of the nursing home, such as description of the nursing home name in the application, such as staff nurse, duty or doctors, ward boys, nursing home, billing clerk, etc. The nursing home is not managed, not under the management of a person who is either qualified medical practitioner or qualified nurse who is resident in the home, or that there is no approval proportion for the qualified nurses among the persons having the superintendence or employees of the nursing home of the patient. In that case, that in the case of maternity home, it is not on its staff qualified midwife, that for the reason connected with the situation, consideration, accommodation, staffing or equipment. Nursing home or any premises used in the connection are not fit for the use of nursing homes described in the Nursing Home Mention Act. A certificate of registration issued under this section, subject to the provision of Section 7, will be enforced, shall be valid until 31st of the March, next following date on which the certificate was issued. The certificate of registration issued in respect of nursing home shall be kept affixed in conspicuous space in nursing home. Whoever contravenes the provisions of Bombay Nursing Home Act shall be punished with a fine which may not extend up to 500 rupees. In the case of second or subsequent formers, imprisonment for a term which may be extended up to 3 months, with a fine which may extend up to 500 or with both fine and imprisonment. Subject to the provisions and local supervising authority may anytime cancel the registration of a person in respect of any nursing home on the ground of which would entitle to refuse the application of registration of that person in respect of home or on the ground that person has been convicted of offence under this Act. The health officer of local supervising authority or civil surgeon of the district in which the nursing home is situated, or any officer who is supervising the civil surgeon, at any point of time keep an accordance or inspect the records will be kept in accordance with the provisions, provided that nothing in this Act shall be deemed or unauthorized to such offence to inspect the medical records relating to the patient in the nursing home. If a person refuses to allow any such officer to enter or inspect the premises as aforesaid to inspect such records, execution of his power under this section, he shall be found guilty of an offence under this Act. Any fees received by this Act shall be paid into the fund of local supervising authority only. No court other than precedence magistrate or magistrate of the first class shall take the concise of this offence. No suit, prosecution or other legal proceeding shall institute any against any person for anything which is in good faith done or intended to be done under this Act by the rules of the law. Provisional government may be notified on the official gazette that which has been done in good faith or intended to be done in this Act. Without the prejudice of generality of the foregoing provisions, such rules are prescribed. A form of the applications to be made under Section 4, date on which application of the registration or renewal to be made and the fees to be paid on the registration of the renewal of the registration. The form of the certificate of registration to be issued. For other matter for which no provision has been made in this Act, for the provision and in the opinion of the provisional government necessary. prescribing of the records to be kept in the patient's receive into nursing home, and in case of maternity home, of miscarriages or abortions, stillbirths occurring in the nursing home, of the children born therein, or the children born so who are removed from the other home otherwise than the custody of any parent and guardian relative, required the notification of any death occurring into the nursing home. This may act as a conviction thereof if they are not been notified, with the fine which may extend up to 50 rupees, or fine which may extend for 50 in case of continuing contraventions, which may up to extend up to 15 rupees for every day during which the conviction continues. The fine of 15 rupees for every day from the local authority for every day which has been extended further, no law made by local supervisory authority come into force until it has been confirmed by the provision of government with or without modification. By the means or under this section published under the official gazetted, Bombay Nursing Home Registration Act does not apply to any nursing home carried on by government local authority or any body of the person approved by the provisional government on this behalf. The keeper of nursing home shall keep and maintain in form appended by this law registered to the patient receiving nursing home a correct alphabetical index of the names of the patient admitted in the nursing home, daily record of health of every patient who may be suffering from acute illness, daily record of health of every woman admitted in the nursing home with full term pregnant mother comes to maternity home where the delivery could be conducted, home of delivery and every child born to such a woman in nursing home, like pediatric section of the maternity home where records of newly born babies are kept, a daily and weekly record of health of other patients. Keeper of nursing home shall keep and maintain register form of maternal infant deaths occurring in nursing home, submit monthly returns thereof of executive officer like district health who maintains the monthly statistic of maternal infant mortality. Notice of the death occurring in the nursing home. If a death occurs in the nursing home, the keeper of nursing home shall within 24 hours of the occurrence of the death shall notify the death occurrence of the death to executive health officer like a district health officer of the corporation or registration of birth and district. As per the Central Birth and Registration Act, the officer is appointed under section 442 of Municipal Act. The notice may be sent by prepaid post or in any other effective manner within 24 hours of the conclusion of the inquest, particularly about medical legal case, if any held, the death of a patient admitted in the nursing home, the keeper of the home shall forward the expert to executive health officer of the corporation or registrar of birth and death for the district. The date of the inquest, the cause of the death found by the authority in which the inquest was held, any person who contravenes the provision of this bylaws shall be convicted and punished with a fine which may extend up to 50 rupees and the fine which may 50 rupees, and in case of continuing conviction, the additional fine of rupees 15 for every day during which the conviction would be fined. Objective of the rule: under the powers confirmed by the section 8, 6, 8 and 25 of the Environment Protection Act. So we'll go ahead with Biomedical Waste Management Rules of 1998. Under these provisions, the powers confirmed by section 6, 8 and 25 of Environment Protection Act by the central government has made biomedical waste rules to safeguard the public and healthcare workers from the risk arising due to biomedical waste. There are certain important definitions like authorization, biomedical waste treatment facilities. Important provisions of the rule. The rule obligates on every occupier of the institute generating biomedical waste, which include hospital, nursing home, clinic, dispensary, veterinary institutes and animal house, pathology laboratories, blood bank, by whatever name it may be called, to steps to ensure the waste is handled without any adverse effect to human health and environment. The rule also lays down standard for treatment of disposal of biomedical waste. Occupier is also required to set up provisions for biomedical waste treatment facilities like incinerator, autoclave, microwave system for the treatment of the waste. Every authorized person shall maintain the records related to generation, collection, reception, storage, transportation, treatment and disposal of handling of any biomedical waste in accordance with these rules and guidelines issued by the Act. The Act also makes it mandatory for authorized person to report the occurrence of any accident or institution for the facilities where biomedical waste has been handled during transportation of the waste or prescribed authority for within. The treatment and disposal of the transportation of the biomedical waste. The rule of the biomedical waste shall be mixed, not mixed with other waste at the point of generation, should be segregated into label, into containers, bags prior to storage. The biomedical waste shall be transported in a vehicle authorized by the competent authority as per the rule of BMW rules in 1998. It is categorically mentioned that no untreated biomedical waste shall be kept stored beyond the period of 48 hours. However, for any reason it becomes necessary to store the waste beyond such period, the authorized person must take the permission prescribed by the authorities and take measures to ensure that the waste does not affect adversely on human health and environment. Registration and renewal process of the biomedical waste handling. Every occupier of the institution is by any manner except occupier of clinic, dispensary, pathology and blood bank providing a service to less than 1,000 patients per month for a biomedical waste facility to make an application form 1 to be prescribed authority for grant of authorization along with the prescribed fee. The prescribed authority shall on receipt of application inquire and therefore regarding the capacity to handle biomedical waste in accordance with these rules and grant renew the authorization as the case may be. All the healthcare institution initially authorized by biomedical waste rules is therefore required to apply for renewal of BMD license within 3 years. Therefore, after the application is made, the occupier, operator for the renewal, all such subsequent authorities shall be there for only period of 3 years. A provisional authorization will be granted for a trial period to enable the occupier to demonstrate the capacity of the facility. The prescribed authority may, after giving reasonable opportunity of being heard, the application for the reason thereof is recorded in writing and refused to grant or renew the authorization. Any person aggrieved by such may within 30 days of date of order refer an appeal to such authority like Government of State, Union Territory may think to fit to constitute. The time restriction can be relaxed if the applicant satisfies that he was prevented by sufficient cause for filling the appeal in time. Offence and penalties. The penalties are same specified in the Environment Protection Act, Biomedical Waste Rules in 2003, the Ministry of Environment Forest Notification of Delhi 17 September 2003. In exercise of this power conferred on the section, the central government hereby makes following rules further to amend the Biomedical Act in 1998. These rules may be called Biomedical Waste Rules in 2003. They shall come into force in the prescription of the official gadget so the rule can be implemented. The Central Pollution Control Board shall monitor the implementation of the rule in respect to all armed force healthcare establishment under the Ministry of Defence. After giving prior notice to Director General Armed Force Medical Services, the Central Pollution Board along with one or more representative of the advisory committee under Section 2 and Rule 9 may, if it is considered necessary, inspect armed force health institution or establishment. Phase out chlorinated bags or gloves was amended. Annual reports were required to be published on the website in 2 years of amendment. Operators of common biomedical waste treatment plant and disposal are requested to use barcoding and GPS to handle biomedical waste. Information sharing and amendments were made for Environment Protection Act in 1986. The color code of the bins and the dustbin used in the hospitals according to the Biomedical Waste Act. Yellow bins, which includes anatomical, chemical, solid waste, cotton swabs, linen, medicines, are discarded in yellow color. It disposes the clinical and infectious waste. Red bins, it includes plastic waste such as catheters, IV lines, etc. Blue bins includes glass shards such as broken ampoules. Green dustbin is disposing recycled. Now let's go ahead with another act called Trust Act. The objective or more charitable trusts are being registered under the facilities like getting contribution from the donor as well as getting income tax exemptions under this act are concerned with the charity work. Registrations are done under the section Society Registration Act or Bombay Public Trust Act. The Bombay Trust Act was passed in 1950 to tackle the issues of misadministration, mismanagement of religious and charitable trust. The Public Trust Act, a society which is recognized under the Societies Registration Act. The registration of any entity of public trust being under the supervision and control of Charity Commissioner, who has wide powers under the Bombay Public Trust Act to deal with the administration, control of all public trust. The meaning of the trust. Indian Trust Act defines as the obligation annexed to the ownership of the property arising out of the confidence responding and accepted by the owner or declared and accepted by him for the benefit of other or of the other and the owner. The purpose of the trust may be lawful, should not be forbidden by the law, should not be of such a nature that it, if permitted, it would defeat the provisions by any law, should not be fraudulent or false, should not involve injury or property or person of any other, should not be of a nature which would be generated or immoral. For example, in healthcare industry, there are many charitable trusts that do great work in medicine, such as arranging diagnostic camp, cancer screening, etc. Registration of public trust. A public trust can be registered as a society under the Societies Registration Act. Any 7 persons can join together to form a society with memorandum of association and constitution. A person called settlor contributes initial fund known as trust fund and can appoint original trustees. He can also create a public trust. Execution and non-testimony documents such as trust deed is necessary. The name of the trust. For example, Gujarati Mahasabha Trust. The names and the address of the trust, that is, name of the important members, the mode of the succession of the office of the trustee, the appropriate value of the movable and immovable property, address of the trust, gross average income of the trust property, average annual expenditure, the object of the trustee, that is the mission and the aim of the trust. For example, Prince Aga Khan Trust is mainly aims to provide basic and advanced health care support to sick and poor people below the poverty line. As regards immovable property, details of location, proof of ownership have to be furnished. The copy of the trust deed has to be accompanied with applications for the registration, the memorandum of the association, a copy of rules and regulation. After the above relevant documents of the application of register are submitted, the deputy or assistant charity commissioner will scan and check the documents to ascertain whether really the trust exists, what are the objectives of the trust, where they are charitable, who are the trustees, what is the source of income of the trust, so that no one can simply run the trust to protect his illegal money. After the deputy commissioner or the assistant charity commissioner are satisfied about the queries, he passes the order for registration of the society trust. Thus, a body originally registered as a society gets into 2 registration certificates and the 2 numbers, that is society and a trust. For example, if All Indian Ophthalmic Society is registered as a trust, then first they get a certificate of registration of society first, and the certificate of registration of trust is issued later. All the details submitted by the trustees while the application of registration is then entered into register as Charity Commissioner's office. The register is known as Schedule 1 register. The trustees may report the change of report in 90 days to the commissioner. If trust makes a default in such report, it amounts to offence of Bombay Public Trust Act, and the trustees can be penalized. In event of any of the above changes, trustees can legally bound to report the changes and charity commissioner, such as reports the changes to charity commissioner. The nature of change can be fee service paid to the service, or the reason due to increase in the cost of service, so the change of fee from the service paid, or any other remarks. It is also necessary the trust to submit the necessary and relevant document in support of the reported change. If the change is regarding immovable property, all particular details regarding the property are to be submitted. Budget, account and audit. Trustees of a public trust which has annual income exceeding 5,000 in the case of trust of public religious purpose and 10,000 in any other case has to submit at least 1 month before the commencement of accounting year and budget showing the probable receipt and expenses during the year. Maintenance of the account. It is compulsory for all the trusts to keep regular and proper account. The accounts has to be balanced on 31st March and audited by chartered accountant. After the auditor has certified the accounts, they have to be submitted to charity commissioner in prescribed form within the 6 months of closing of the financial year. The statement of the account are then scrutinized at the charity commissioner office.